opportunity for three quarterbacks really, you know, comes down to how the third potential quarterback performs and what goes on with the rest of your football team. You know, we've never gone in and say we only need to take two quarterbacks because we've been so blessed here the last 20, I don't know how many years, and that's since 1992 to have, you know, great quarterback play and start week in and week out. So, and we all understand what happened last year, and you could overreact to that. That was, last year in my year in San Francisco, from just a pure quarterback coaching standpoint, was one of the two toughest experiences that I've been a part of when you play four quarterbacks in 1 year. So you learn from that. What can you do better? We're better already because we've had Matt and Scott, you know, here from day one. And so we'll see what happens. I know I said in the spring I'm not opposed to, you know, I know Ted's not opposed to keeping three quarterbacks, but it really depends on the competition in the other positions.